Welcome to Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Human design is a system of self-discovery, personal empowerment. It has the elements of astrology, the I Ching, Kabbalah, chakra system, all in one system. And it was developed in the late 80s by Alan Krakauer. It offers a lot of insights into unique energetic makeups that we all have and the type of aura that we have. So by embracing the wisdom of human design and following our aura type, we can cultivate a stronger self-awareness of who we are, strengthen our relationships, and contribute to the collective. So let's dive in and get dimensional. I'd like to start off by saying that I am not in any way, shape, or form a human design expert. However, I have studied it for many years, and it is very, very helpful. It's a helpful system, or has been for me, and also a lot of my clients. And at the heart of it is basically aura types. Everybody has an aura, and we all have an aura type. And these types act and project in different ways. And by knowing ours, we can self-reflect on how we interact with the world. And by knowing others, people who are important to us in our lives, it helps us figure out why they do the things they do and see the actions and interactions that we have with each other. There are five types. There are manifestors, generating manifestors, generators, reflectors, and projectors. And I'm going to talk a little bit about each one today. Manifestors basically have the ability to take action and make things happen. Generators are hard workers. They have a lot of energy and really strong life force. Manifesting generators are a combination, so they can get stuff done and take action. Reflectors are very unique. They're mirrors and mediators, and they reflect what's happening in communities, and they can offer insights to groups. Projectors are the guides and advisors and have keen intuition. Human design produces a blueprint of how our energy flows and interacts with the world. And it's a very unique system. I really do love it. I'm going to suggest that before you listen to this podcast, you look in the description area. There is a link below. You can get on the link, find out what your aura type is, and then as you listen along, you can see what your aura type is and how this fits in your own life and personality. If you don't have your birth time, that's okay. Just use new. So go ahead and pause the podcast, get your chart, and then we'll work through them all together. Let's recap the aura types. Manifestor, generator, manifesting generator, projector, and reflector. I'm going to go through each one and just give some ideas about each characteristic of the aura types. Let's start with manifestors. Manifestors make up approximately 9% of the population. They're the ones that are the initiators. Their auras give them the ability to initiate and bring ideas and visions into reality. They have a really strong sense of purpose, and when they're on purpose, they just become natural leaders and catalysts for change. I know quite a few manifestors. They are very independent, and they love their autonomy. They prefer to follow their own path based on the decisions they make, and they have this really strong internal guidance, and they follow their own guidance. They tend to be really self-sufficient, self-reliant, and they prefer to work alone or in really small groups. They can take long periods of time to recharge their batteries. They have a smaller aura that's not as expansive, and they need to recharge on a regular basis. And this allows them to connect to their inner vision and their creativity. When they follow their true purpose, they can become very, very passionate. They can have a significant impact on the world around them. They are the innovators and visionaries. Manifestors have a unique energy signature, and it can be really felt by others. It's very intense. It can feel forceful, and that can throw people off. I know that some manifestors have relationship issues creating new relationships. They tend to put people off a little bit because others can feel the intensity in their aura. Once you get to know them, they're softies, and they can be really on purpose. They tend to be non-linear, and so they follow their intuition, and they don't like rigid planning or schedules. They like spontaneity and flexibility. They have really powerful auras, and it can affect those around them. So often they can create strong responses from people in their lives, and they can be really misunderstood as communicators. If you're a manifestor, it's important to know you're a manifestor so you can manage your energy field and perhaps soften certain aspects of yourself to avoid misunderstandings. If you have a manifestor in your life, it's important to realize that they communicate a little bit differently, and they're not necessarily trying to put us off. It's just that they're intense and they communicate quite differently. Overall, manifestors are catalysts for change, innovation, and they can make a real big impact on the world when they're in alignment with their true purpose. Let's move on to generators. Generators make up approximately 37% of the population. They have a huge auric field, the biggest auric field that there is, and they produce a lot of energy and vitality. They're like energizer bunnies. They can get a lot of stuff done. They always have a lot on the go, and they're buzzing around getting stuff done. They're designed to respond rather than take action like a manifestor. Generators are response-based. So what does that mean? That means that when they're presented with an opportunity, they are meant to respond. They're not meant to be the ones that make or initiate something. So this can be a tricky thing. And as you study human design a little bit more, and there's lots of information online and on YouTube, you can watch videos on it. It's a mechanism that they have, and when they're aligned with it, it leads them to really be creative, really get a lot of stuff done, support the mass consciousness, and prevents them from being frustrated or burnt out. So if you're a generator, I suggest that you do a little bit more research on this, and I will be doing another podcast on how the different aura types can help themselves. Generators are known for having really strong work ethic, and when they're engaged in work that they love and they find fulfilling, they pour every aspect of themselves into it. They're very energetic, they're enthusiastic, and they really enjoy achieving success. They're very successful, and they are very masterful. Generators have an internal guidance system, and it's located in the center of their being. It's called the sacral center. And when they're in alignment with it, they produce a lot of energy. If they're out of alignment, it produces a lot of frustration, restlessness, and dissatisfaction. If you're a generator and you're listening to this podcast, if you're feeling frustrated or dissatisfied with things in your life, you're probably not being authentic and you're not listening to your inner guidance. generators can have a really magnetic aura, and this helps draw opportunities to them. Remember, they're supposed to respond. So with this huge aura, they draw opportunities to them, and people and energy and opportunities are naturally drawn to them because that's their job, is to respond and take these ideas and make them happen. When they're engaged in work and activities that give them satisfaction and fulfillment, they experience a huge amount of joy and they're really, really happy. They can work for hours and hours without losing energy, and they truly can get a lot of stuff done. Let's go on to manifesting generators. They're like a hybrid of manifestors and generators. I have a huge amount of people in my life that are manifesting generators. I tend to attract a lot of them. And they're very goal-oriented. They have the manifestor, which is the one part of them that likes to take action. And they can be really dynamic, and they like to stay busy and engaged in multiple projects. They have a lot of interests and really diverse talents. And they thrive in environments that allow them to juggle a lot of things, to be spontaneous, and to have multiple projects on the go. Like a manifestor, they have the ability to take action, only they make it happen a little bit faster. Instead of tuning in and mulling things over like a manifestor will do, they tend to have an idea and get on it right away. And because they are response-based, similar to a generator, they have this decision-making strategy that has to wait for an opportunity to present itself before they respond. However, they also have this part of them that wants to take initiation. This aura type tends to be the most frustrated if they're misaligned with their authenticity, and if they are put in situations that they're not listening to their inner guidance. Manifesting generators are known for their efficiency and effectiveness of getting things done. You'll find them in a lot of management positions. They're really goal-oriented, and they go through challenges. They can knock out obstacles. Anything in their way, they just plow through it. They have a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm. They have a really unique ability to build momentum. So if they get excited about something, they start to build momentum. It starts off a little bit slow, and then it goes full force and crazy. So they really thrive in roles that allow them to lead and inspire others. Again, they are non-linear, so they like to weave in and out of situations, roles, experiences on their own timeline, not necessarily following strict rules and roles. Manifesting generators tend to thrive in environments that give them a lot of different opportunities and different experiences so that they can have several things on the go at the same time. And that's what really brings them a lot of joy. Overall, they have a really dynamic energy, and they have the ability to manifest their desires very, very quickly. Manifesting generators, more than any other aura type, have to be really cautious of what they're thinking and manifesting, because they can manifest the things they don't want as easily as the things that they do want. If you're a manifesting generator, and I know a lot of you, watch your thoughts. Be careful what you think, because all the things you talk about that you're not liking, you will manifest. You're masters at manifesting. If you're not a manifesting generator, find one. They'll help you. They love helping other people, and they're very purpose-driven, and they like to respond to any invitations. So give them an invitation to help you co-create something, and that is your person. Let's move on to projectors. Projectors make up approximately 40% of the population. They have a natural gift for guiding and advising. They have really keen insight, intuition, and they have this wisdom to see the big picture. So they can offer a really valuable perspective and give advice to those around them. This aura type is highly sensitive to the energy in their environment, and they easily can pick up on cues and vibrations, and they tend to be attuned to the needs and emotions and the dynamics of others. A projector can walk into an environment or someone's home and automatically pick up information. And sometimes this can make people feel threatening because a projector just can automatically tune in and know so much about a person. And sometimes it feels uncomfortable if they're not careful how they're managing their energy field and not to share too much so quickly. I believe that one of the reasons that this happens is because they're really observant. Projectors are really observant. They watch things around them. They're always looking for cues on how they can help people. Projectors are the helpers. They want to help everybody. They want to help you be a better person. They want to help in any way they can. They make great counselors because they can see a big picture. Really good energy workers because they're so empathic. And if you have a projector who's a friend, they can always see the big picture. They're a good person to go to and ask for advice. Projectors are really different than generators or manifesting generators because they don't have a sacral system. And what that means is that they cannot generate their own energy. They can't make energy. They're not energy bunnies. They try to keep up. They can burn themselves out. So it's really important if you're a projector that you take time out to regenerate. And doing that in nature or being able to just sit quiet away from anybody else is the best thing a projector can do. It allows you to regenerate and then you can go out and help people again. However, you need to take care of your own auric field and just recharge and regenerate that battery. Because projectors have a really sensitive energy field and because they need to recharge their batteries often, it's really important for them to establish healthy boundaries so that they can protect their energy field and avoid overextending themselves. So clear boundaries, projectors. This is really important for you to do. Clear boundaries with your time, with your energy commitments, with your personal commitments, and with the people in your lives. Very, very important. Projectors tend to be the aura type that will do deep dives into self-reflection and personal growth. And they like to understand themselves, their unique gifts. They often will journal, meditate, work with a coach, and do anything that helps them gain more insight into their strengths, challenges, and areas of growth in their life. Overall, they're characterized by having a really great internal guidance system, intuition. They're sensitive to energy. And if you're a projector and you honor your design, you'll be able to lead a really fulfilling, impactful life and be able to help a lot of people. All right, let's move on to reflectors. Reflectors make up only 1% of the population. And I've had the opportunity to meet 2 reflectors, but it's been short visits and I didn't really have a lot of time to spend in their auric field. However, reflectors are highly, highly sensitive to their environment. All of their centers in human design are white. So if you're looking at your sheet, all of those centers would be white, nothing colored in, which means that those centers are all open. And when those centers are open, we tend to absorb energy and it can amplify. So they're always open to energy and it's coming at them in many, many ways. So they tend to be like a mirror and they reflect energy, people, and things back. Because they're so open, they can be compared to the moon, let's say. And I believe they are really influenced by lunar cycles. Just like the moon has phases, reflectors tend to experience periods of waning and waxing through the month. And that can impact their mood, their energy levels, and their decision making. Reflectors are designed to sample and experience life from a variety of perspectives. So they like to explore different interests, environments, social circles, and gain a broader understanding of themselves and the world around them. They thrive in environments that are supportive, harmonious, and can reflect their true selves. This is challenging these days to find a safe, harmonious, supportive environment. So a lot of times reflectors will really need to create a safe space that's nurturing and energetically aligned with them. They may tend to spend more time alone because being out and engaging in areas can throw them off very easily. They have a really unique decision-making process, and it involves taking time. They need to reflect. Their name is a reflector. They have to gather information from lots of different sources, sit with it, feel it, figure out what's important to them, sample it in their energetic field, weigh their options, and then make decisions. A reflector should never go out and just make a huge purchase without taking the time and digesting everything, figuring it out, and seeing how they feel. Because reflectors have this ability to reflect back the energy in their communities, they can offer insights and perspectives, and they can really act as mirrors for society, and they play a really important role as mediators. Overall, their openness, sensitivity, and ability to reflect the energy of the world around them is a really unique gift, and it can contribute positively to the collective consciousness. If you're a reflector, remember to embrace your unique gift and learn to navigate your energetic landscapes. That's all the aura types. Human design offers really valuable insights into our unique energetic makeup, our strengths, our weaknesses, our natural tendencies, and it can really encourage us for helping others, helping ourselves, learning some self-acceptance and self-love by understanding our profiles. And it really does encourage personal growth. Once you learn your aura type, then you've got some keys to work with. And that will really help you with your friends, your families, your unique partnerships, anything that creates relationships. So work. Once you know the system and you know how you operate, it really is beneficial. So in conclusion, understanding and following your aura type in human design can be a really transformative journey. It helps with your self-awareness, fulfillment, alignment, and understanding your true nature. Whether you're a manifester, a generator, a manifesting generator, projector, or a reflector, embrace your unique energetic blueprint. It'll allow you to have valuable insights. It'll help you follow the strategies that you need to make important decisions, to connect with your authentic self, and to understand why you do the things you do. I encourage you to continue exploring the principles of human design, the teachings, and integrating its insights into your daily life. I will do a follow-up podcast next week that can give you some tips and help each aura type assist in whatever it needs to be more productive, to understand itself better, ways to manage its energy field. I'd like to thank you for joining me on Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Click follow and the bell if you want to get notifications for future podcasts. Until next time, may you embrace your aura type with curiosity, compassion, and courage.